Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about a number that gets thrown around a lot anytime the subject of migrants comes up. It shows up anytime somebody wants to say, we can't let everybody in. Even though there are very, very few people suggesting that we just let everybody in. But the idea is that there are 750 million refugees that want to come to the United States. 750 million. That is a whole lot. Now, there's a number of parts to this little talking point. The first and most obvious is that, well, we can't take that many. We don't have the space and there'll be a drain on our economy, right? The next part of this is it reinforces that idea. That dream that, you know, America, land of the free, home of the brave, all immigrants want to come here and all of that stuff. Okay, so let's just run through the propaganda side of it. Let's not debunk it yet. Let's just address it as it is. We can't take that many. Yes, we can. We actually could. China has 9.3 million square miles. The United States has 9.1 million. China currently has a population of 1.4 billion. If we were to take all 750 million refugees that are claimed by this statement, we would be at about 1.1 billion. So, yeah, I mean, we actually could do it. There'll be a drain on the economy. No, they will not. More people means more people consuming, which means more economic activity. Just go to your favorite search engine and type in the phrase, immigrants net gain for economy, and start reading. The catalog of information is endless. Okay, so now that we've talked about this from the stated talking point, let's get rid of the propaganda aspects of it. So, this is from a 2018 Gallup study. That's where this number came from, 750 million. It's not 750 million refugees. That's silly. It's 750 million migrants, people who want to migrate from their country. Some of them would like to migrate from the United States. They'd like to leave here. It's all over the world. It's not talking about refugees. It's anybody who wants to migrate. Now, the assumption here is that all 750 million want to come to the United States. That's not true. That is plainly false. That isn't accurate. Well, I mean, certainly more than half of them do. No, not even a quarter. 79% of people would like to go somewhere other than the United States. The U.S. only has 21% of people who want to come here, which means if you do the math, you're talking about 150 million in change. That's how many people want to come here. If you took everybody on the entire planet that wanted to come to the United States and let them come in, made them part of our population, they would amount to 1 in 3. Doesn't seem so impossible, does it? It's just a talking point. It's one of those things that is seems almost unique to the American character. Rather than just admitting whatever reason you don't want to let them in, well, we make the problem seem too big. And then we have the perfect excuse to do absolutely nothing about it. Realistically, yes, the United States could accept every single person who wants to come to the U.S. in the world. We absolutely could. We could actually do it. I mean, it would take a long time, but we could do it with the whole 750 million. We are the United States. We are an insanely large country. We certainly could. We could definitely do it with the 150 million that actually want to come here. I mean, sure, there would be a whole bunch of those other types of people around. But as long as that's not an issue, then there's no problem. Because it's not going to be an economic one. It's not one of space. All of the stuff that gets thrown up, that's not true. That's just an excuse to not have to deal with the others, those from outside. So there's that number. I saw that pop up a couple of times over the last few days, so just throwing that out there. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.